The parsha starts off, HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe Rabbeinu what the Pinchas did for Klal Yisrael. Pinchas ben Elaz ben Aaron HaKohen Heshev es Chamosim al Bnei Yisrael. Klal Yisrael was almost ready to be completely destroyed. V'loi Chilisis Bnei Yisrael b'kinasi. Pinchas saved the day. Pinchas saves Klal Yisrael. What is the schar that Pinchas receives? And these are big chidushim. Normally we say schar b'hai al-maleko. Im kol zeh Pinchas for this gevaldika maisa, this kanois that he did, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives him schar already in olam hazeh. L'chein emar, tell him, hinini noisein loyas brisi sholem. Weiter, the next pasuk tells us they're going to be he's going to be zoyche to kohuna bris kohuna soilam tachas asher kine leilikov vayechaper al bnei Yisrael. Now there's a question. We could understand maybe the second bracha, the second pasuk we just mentioned, that he's zoyche to kohuna. Why is he zoyche to kohuna? The kohen does the avoid in the Beis HaMikdash. The Kohen is the Shliach Tzibur for Klal Yisroel to be Mechaper on Klal Yisroel. At Kama, this is what Pinchas did. His Maisa Kanois, he brought a Kapora to Klal Yisroel. Okay, so now he is a Kohen. His children will be Zoyche to Kahuna. But Bris Yisholem needs somewhat of an explanation. I would say that doing a Maisa Kanois, Avada L'Shem Shemayim, could be very commendable, could be very, is worthy of respect, especially see what he accomplished with his Kanois. But Sholem, strange. Why is that Sholem? We'd like to be Maktim that this is the Torah tells us after this Kanois, it says, Vate otzar hamegefa, vayid koreshneim, ish Yisrael v'sa'isha, el kuvosa, vate otzar hamegefa. Very, very interesting. There's an asnachto, el kuvosa, stop, vate otzar, kilu the posik, kilu there's a pause in the posik, and then vate otzar hamegefa, the magefa stops. The Targum Yonason, it's a chazal, the Targum Yonason, Alamakom's is Masbir. There were 12 Nisim that happened, the Shaitai. After those 12 Nisim, it says that Pinchas started to daven. We have a pasuk, Vayamoid Pinchas Vayefalo. The Loshen is a very interesting Loshen. Really, we always use this Loshen, Tfila. What is what comes from Vayefalel? What does Vayefalel mean? Vayefalel pilulin. Pilulin is he came with kilu a taina, a tvia. He comes with a taina takodish boruchu. Sometimes there's tfilas which are tachanunim. We're asking for rachmanis. We're asking for chein. We know we're not worthy of anything. Masha'en came, there's a tefillah called pilulin, which is, you have a tefillah. What tefillah could Pinchas have? So Chazal tell us, what was his tefillah? He looked up to Shemaim and he says, Ribbono Shleilam, for this chet, a very lowly, a very shuffledicka chet, 24,000 Yidden are killed. He came with a taina takodesh baruch hu. This is a chet to kill people. It's a maisa behami. Klal Yisrael shouldn't be killed for this. Targum Yonason says, after that fila, that's when the magefa stopped. First came the maisa kanois. There's an asnachta, pause. Comes Pinchas and he davins, Vate Otzar HaMagefa, the Magefa stops. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Mekabel the tefillah, he was mekabel the taina, the pilulin of Pinchas, to save Klal Yisrael, not to kill out Klal Yisrael. This comes up very beautiful. This, that he was zoiche, brisi to brisi shalom. Why brisi shalom? He made shalom between Klal Yisrael and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What was the shalom over here? He tells the Eibishter, your kinderlich, your Klal Yisrael, has shaychus to godless. This is not, this does not represent your Klal Yisrael. They're not using, it's not a chait of Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael is a gehoibene folk. It's a nation with reimimus. They don't have shaychus to this type of chait. One fell, that's no reason for Klal Yisrael to be destroyed. This is the brisi shalom. But we have another question. Our picture of somebody that's a kanoi, it may be altered, and we're wrong, but we see somebody that's makbid on a mitzvah kalach kechamura, on a dikduk like from the chamuras to the chamuras, and all of a sudden he's coming to downsize the chait. This is somewhat of a pele. Who is Pinchas? What is this kanois? The kanois is a kanois for mitzvahs. The kanois is a kanois to be a machmir. And yet, when it comes to Klal Yisrael, he's a mekel. I'd like to say one pshat, one vort over here, and there's a very 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 choshu yisoid over here. The yisoid is a zoyar, and we'll start with a question, which is negated to ourselves. How do we know if we really have Ahavas Hashem? What's this way to gauge if our Ahavas Hashem is genuine, if we're really sincere, or maybe we follow what everybody else does? That's how it's done. There's a posik in the end of Shir HaShirim. The posik says, Kioza kamoves ahavo. We're talking about the relationship between Klal Yisrael and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And we compare ahava, it's so strong. It's strong kamoves. V'koshe kisho'ol kino. Kino is kosher like sho'ol. What is sho'ol? The Zohar brings down the different dargas of Gehenna. And this is like kimat the lowest darga. The lowest darga is like, it's so fierce. It's so severe. That's sho'ol. And we're making somewhat of a comparison over here. Ahava to kina. Ahava is like mavis. It's strong like death. Whereas kina is so much stronger. It's so, the feelings, the emotions are so much deeper that we take the most terrifying oynish, the most terrible oynish, which is Gehenim, and the lowest dargan Gehenim. Oh, and that's a moshel tekina. What does this mean? What's this ahavo? What is this kina? So we'll read the lashon of the Zohar, and it's a dover noira ma'oid. Kosha kishol kina. Kol man derochim. If you have ahavo for somebody, v'loy kosher ime kine. But there's no kina involved. There's no kina, meaning that we take a muscle between each of the isha. A person has a very good relationship with his wife. but there's no kinah, there's no jealousy. We don't have to elaborate. Love rechimusa, rechimusa, says the Zohar. If you're not jealous, that is a hoychocha gemura, that the love is not a true love. Only when one has kina, that is a simin ledover, that there is a hava. Let's be masber. As we mentioned before, the mida of a hava, when the ahava is real, the ahava HaKadosh Baruch Hu is so strong that a yid is muchan to be moisa nefesh. He's muchan to give up his life. Ki osa ka mavis ahava. But you know what's stronger? What emotions are even deeper than that ahava? Is the kina for that ahava. The kina. When there's a breach of that ahava, are so much stronger than the ahava. That's the moshel. Ahava is like mavis. Kina is like she'ol. It's like the yisurim of the deepest, deepest part of Gehenna. Says the Zohar, if you want to know that there's ahava, see, does it bother him when there is a breach of that ahava? If there is, then we know that there's ahava. But if there isn't, since kina is always stronger than ahava, and we don't see kina, for sure, we could tell you that the ahava is not real. Pinchas Kanois, the Kanois of Pinchas, does not come because somebody is, we call him a kaisen. Don't chas v'sholom, a hothead. No, that's not the kanois. It comes from a deep, deep ahava of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It says we love the Eibishter. We love the Eibishter. It can't be that we could do something that's going to go against the Rotzen HaBeire in such a blatant way. This miyuchadik edin of Kanoim Poigenboy, it is an affront to the Ketusha of Klal Yisrael. It's an affront to the Eibishter, that special kesher that we have. The Bris Kodesh, this is a special, special kesher. That can't be. This is the reason why Kanoim Poigenboy. But where does it come from? It's Mushrash. In Ahavas Hashem. This Ahava that creates the Kina, the Ahava is not just HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's Ahava Bechlolas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the ones that bring the Eibishter in the world, which is Klal Yisrael. Kud Shebrichu V'Raisa Yisrael Chadhu. The ahava that he has for the Eibishter goes together with the ahava that he has for Klal Yisrael. The ahava that he has for Klal Yisrael is the reason why he was able to make such a tefillah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And he says, look, your Klal Yisrael is so great. It doesn't pass for them, this chait. They don't pass to be punished for such a hate because this hate has no shaykes to them. The kanois is based on ahava of the Ribbono Shelolam, ahava of Klal Yisrael. If we ask ourselves, do we have true ahavas Hashem? Do we have true Ahavas Yisrael? Person could say, sure, Ahavas Hashem. I'm trying very, very hard. Trying very hard for the chinuch of my children. If he doesn't get into the yeshiva that I think is the best, I'll turn over the world. But is it really Ahava of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Is it really Ahavas Yisrael? We'll finish off with a maisa. A maisa they say about Reb Shach, that it was 8 o'clock. That's how the maisa goes after davening in yeshiva. Everybody's eating breakfast. Reb Shach is not eating. And he was asked, Rosh Shiva asked him, why isn't Brother Shiva eating? He says, now's the time where all the buses are taking the children into the schools. And we have thousands, hundreds of thousands of Yiddish Kinderlach that are getting a totally secular education. How could I eat now when I know now's the time where they're being nichnas to these schools which are teaching them kfira? This is the ahava of Klal Yisrael of Reb Shach. Reb Shach could have been looked at as a loichim milchemes Hashem, as a kanoi. Kanoi of Reb Shach is mushrish in ahavas Hashem and ahavas Klal Yisrael. It has to bother us. It has to bother us because we love Klal Yisrael. How can we see Klal Yisrael be choyte? How can we see that Klal Yisrael is not fulfilling their tafkid? We all have to be kanoim. If we're not kanoim, it's a simon l'dover. It lacks in our ahavas Hashem.